Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience once again. Today we have the second part of the Exponential Keynote in Las Vegas. We released the first one last week. This is the Q&A session of that keynote. We really hope you enjoy this one. This one might be better than the actual keynote, so let us know your thoughts. Please drop your comments in the Spotify comment section down below. Also, tweet Gary with your feedback at Gary V. You could also use the hashtag Gary V Podcast. We really are looking forward to your feedback and enjoy the episode.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
We'll go in the middle first. Pick anybody. Stand up, please, and give me your name, please. Such a pleasure.
Thank you. So I'm trying really hard to pay attention to where the attention is. We have a studio that has a really older demographic. Where social media leads are down by half for other healthier studios. Will they pay attention to TikTok? What are the other...
Give me older. We talking 70 to 90? No?
Maybe more like 50 to 70.
50 to 70. So where is it?
It's called Bountiful
Utah. Got it. So a couple things. Facebook is like unbelievably good right now because all the big companies canceled Mark Zuckerberg and all the little companies are a little scared with the way it's going right now in December. So all the money's out of the system. So the organic reach is through the roof. Just so everybody knows, the way social works is there's a feed. It's just inventory. There's people's attention, all of us, and then they fill it. If they don't have ads, organic fills it, just people posting, which is what I'm trying to get you to do it. If they have ads, those people will take precedent, that's how they make money. But if the demand is huge, everything works. So on TikTok, right now there's so much consumption, both ads and organic are working. On Facebook, it went so crazy ads for so long, which is why their stock price was so high for so long, that it was hard for us to get organic reach. Facebook fan page, which a lot of you might remember, and again, you can write this down, Google, how do I build a Facebook fan page if you haven't, and more importantly, Facebook Reels, which are similar to TikToks and Instagram Reels, have exploded. Facebook dominates 50 to 70. As far as TikTok, TikTok's biggest growth right now is 50 to 70 because so many grandkids are getting their grandparents on it. You know this. A lot of you here know your parents are on TikTok and are in that demo, or you yourself are in that demo. So yes, they will, because it's coming, but Facebook Reels are huge. But then there's also best practices. For example, every one of these social media accounts, as I'm sure you know, even if you're not deep in it, has a place where you can put a link of your homepage or what have you. Like, it's all strategy. Like, that link is the most important. Like, where are you sending that? Most people are on mobile. A lot of people I see in this SMB franchisee world, they'll put a link that isn't even mobile optimized. So they saw the TikTok or the Instagram post, but then they click the link because they're interested, but then like the whole experience is crap and they're out. So is your website mobile optimized? Should you send it to a website you create that just has a phone number and an email? Like, you have to be smart. That's part of it. But I think Facebook Reels is a real place for you to focus on. And again, that 15 posts a day comes in the mindset of 3 times 5. 3 posts a day, Instagram, YouTube Shorts has exploded. If you know what that is, YouTube Shorts, again, you can write that down and Google it. TikTok, LinkedIn has become a monster. LinkedIn for this industry, because I made a post 6 months ago about it and have been reached out by several people in fitness with locations. LinkedIn is acting like Facebook did 7 years ago, so you get a LinkedIn account, you just post fitness, and then you make it tailored to the business world, right? Think you have no time because you're a busy executive? 15, like you start playing with the context. So that's that. You got it. I think LinkedIn would also be strong for you. 50 to 70 is really strong on LinkedIn. But again, context matters. So if you know you're posting on LinkedIn, you may make a reference of burnout at work. Whereas if you're posting on TikTok, you might make, you want to keep up with your kids and your grandkids. It's the psychology that matters. All right, let's go over there. You'll be next. Hi. What's your name?
Sandra.
Sandra, nice to meet you.
You mentioned something about equity for employees.
Yep.
Can you share some examples of what that's like?
Every time I've told, so the context I brought that up in, Sandra, was I have a lot of friends and entrepreneurs and people that follow me that complain about their employees not working as hard as them. That statement makes me want to jump out a window. And what I say to them is, if you want your employee to work as hard as you, they should be your equal partner. Nobody making $19 an hour should work as hard as the person that owns 100% of the company. So what does it look like every time I tell them that? None of them give equity to their employees. They just get a little more comfortable with being comfortable with not everybody working as hard as them. As far as a different question, there's a ton of startups I'm involved with that do give equity to their two or three or four most important employees. They make that equity vest over 2, 3, 4 years to create retention because they want to keep those key people. And a lot of times the equity pool for a company is 10% or less. You're welcome.
Hi, this is Joanna. I have a lot of employees that are asking for, let's say, frontline sales employees that want guaranteed pay and they don't care about the commissions and bonuses.
I apologize. For some reason, I'm struggling to hear. Can you start one more time?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Better, yes.
I have a lot of salespeople that are wanting guaranteed pay and they're not interested in the commissions and bonuses. And this has been going on for a few years. I've talked to some of their owners about this too. And I'm just wondering if there's a better way to motivate people or not.
I think it's back to reality of options. You know, with COVID, I love when people are like, I had an interview the other day and the person's like, I've been through hard times, 25-year-old. I've been already through hard times. I had to get through COVID. I'm like, you mean when the government sent you a check and you bought dumb shit? So I think what you're dealing with is the environment we just lived through, where people had so many options. They were like, I'm gonna take advantage of you. I don't wanna live on merit. I wanna make as much as possible, and then if I do nothing, who cares? I really do believe today there's been a ton of layoffs at Fortune 500 land. I think December's gonna and January are gonna be quite ugly, and I think you're gonna find yourself having way more people willing to work on commission. Of course you might wanna tweak base and commission structure if you're not finding people that wanna get there, but it's casting a wider net and realizing that the market's changing. They just had so many other options of people willing to do that, and so they were going for that, but the frothiness is gone. All those trillions of dollars we printed, they've been eaten up by people buying Birka bags and Nikes and Dom P. It's gone. It's been consumed, and so that's why we're seeing what we're seeing, and I think you'll find options. Go ahead. And my friend, after we do here, we'll go into the back for some. Yep. Hi.
Hi, Gary. My name's Ray.
Ray, such a pleasure.
Very much appreciate your presentation today.
Thank you, sir.
So I appreciate the fact that Instagram is quote free.
Yes.
But I'm sure you agree, everything has a
price.
Not sure, cost.
100%.
Right.
Opportunity cost.
Exactly.
Making the creative is not free.
Right.
Except if you use employees that are sitting around doing nothing.
Well,
but go ahead.
Maybe
people run it differently.
So anybody who's been in marketing for a period of time has probably heard the real cliche. They say half of all bad dollars are wasted. The problem is nobody knows which half, right?
And you know that was built on the concept of the way television ads ran and no measurement. That was pre-internet.
Yes.
We do not have to live in that world anymore.
And that leads to my question. How do you know that what you're doing?
Let's talk about it in detail. Notice how earlier I said you gotta make sure you're strategic about the URL. If the URL in your social media accounts goes to a landing page with a Google Voice phone number or a different phone number than every other part of your business and a different website than people sign up for your business, you can track every single dollar coming from that channel. You're welcome, sir. No, it's a really great question. It's a great question and it's real. What's scary is how real what I'm talking about is, but let there be no confusion. To your point, when it was Mad Men, how many people watched Mad Men, that show? So you have good context. That was fun. Drink bourbon, have sex, make up ideas. That's why people got into marketing in the 60s, 70s, 80s. It was cool. It's not as cool anymore. It's hard now. And it's so much more complex. Let there be no confusion. I understand I spoke about it as the way I spoke about it, because the concept is super simple and right. But no different than somebody going on a workout regimen. Like, great, it's simple. have a good ratio of protein versus carbs, go into the gym. Like the math, like the regimen's simple. But there's a reason people choose steroids and fucking plastic surgery. The shit's hard. And so same with this, it's not easy per se, but man, when it works, it's very real. And I think the land grab of 2023 is gonna be substantial. The thing I started with, I'm glad I'm here now, not 2 years ago. Everything I just talked about really is gonna play out next year in a much bigger way. And for the 1% of this audience that's actually gonna do anything about what I just talked about, they're gonna get outsized returns on it. Here we go.
I'm totally gonna help myself and say I stopped following you 4 years ago.
Yes, sir. That's okay, that's good.
Just not sure to be honest. In some ways, you're fantastic.
That's the way it should be. Humans shouldn't agree on everything. And the sooner we figure that out, the sooner we'll all be much happier. The audacity that people in here think that people should see the world exactly how they see it is pretty scary. But nonetheless, sir.
I'd love to have a happiness competition with you. You said that, I'm like, yes, let's compete on it. Anyway, the question I had is, you brushed up against it twice in the last 20 minutes. College.
Yes.
I have a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old, love them to death. I'm getting to the point where I'm almost recommending they don't go to college. Love to hear your thoughts. And I heard that negativity idea. I think I did. We're talking.
It's not that it's negativity, Zach. It's that I think humans should never fit in one size fits all. I think many of us, you know, I think, who's 45 or older? Raise your hands. So for everybody who raised their hand, including me, we all grew up where there was no other option. It couldn't even clear one of our heads that one would not go to college. It'd be like not breathing oxygen. It was like completely unacceptable. I think, how old are you, my friend?
41.
I think your kids are gonna be the generation of parents that bring this number all the way down to 30 to 50% of people that go to college. Not because college isn't good. College is amazing for certain people. But college is not amazing for a lot of other people. And what got me going, because I produce a lot of content around college, was all I do is listen and then I talk. So I was getting hundreds of DMs from kids who were 26, 25, 27, who had $50, $60, $100,000 in debt, couldn't get a job, nobody cared. Outside of the top 15 colleges in America, after that, it's like almost completely irrelevant, right? And most companies, I mean, VaynerMedia doesn't work. I have no idea what college any of my employees go to. Facebook, Google, these are real companies now not requiring college education. I think the cat's out of the bag. The way college was structured, I mean, I'm a big fan of common sense. I think common sense is super underrated. When I found out when I was like 27 that you could be a fraud, declare bankruptcy, and be okay to start over, but you could never declare bankruptcy or clean your college debt, I was like, some shit's fucked up with that. So I think we had heavy propaganda, which is fine. I think it really served the purpose. I'm sure the people that are 60 and older in this crowd will tell you, everybody that went to college in the 70s and 80s, when they got that diploma, there was an ROI on that and it worked out. That is not 2023. And we have a lot of children who are like me, who get no value from a box education system, can't learn that way, aren't getting any value. They have the internet. I think you're barking up a potential tree, but I'll give you my example. My kids are the same age. One of my kids is moonwalking to college and she will dominate. The other one, I think he's got a chance of not going. And he may go because it's a 4-year vacation. No, I'm being really serious. Like, he may go because it's a four, like, to me, I would tell, if my son was 18 today, I would say, do what I did. It was the last 4-year vacation of my life. I played Madden and hung out all day because I knew I was gonna work from 22 to 100. And maybe it's worth it. And that's what I think it is. Like, the hardest thing, like, the only thing I'm not interested in the world is to tell someone how to parent their child. It's completely ridiculous. But there are macro themes. And I do think there are people in here who get bought into propagandas that become religion. And that's good. Like, some of it's very positive, but some of it can be negative. The thought, here's the one that bothers me to no end. Parents that force their kids to go to college and don't pay for it are pieces of shit. It's one thing if you're like very big on college and you need it and you force your kid, then you better at least pay for that shit. Because the ROI, the math is very clear, right? The math is very clear. It is not working for a lot of people. The fact that we even have to have a debate that the government's gonna bail out people with college, think about that. Think about how bad this has gotten. And worst of all, forget about money, fuck money. These kids are deeply unhappy that have to go there. They have so much more creative firepower. But Gary, they get to meet people and it's the community. I'm like, so is going to Europe for the summer. Like, the problem, you know, like, yeah, that's where I'm at.
What's up, Gary?
What's up?
I've been fortunate to witness your journey since the early wine library days.
I'm humbled.
And we got a photo in 2009, which is pretty cool. So I want to give you a little props.
Thank you.
I'm gonna ask a question around happiness.
Please.
And since we are at a fitness convention, I thought I'd give you some props around how cut you look.
Thank you, bro. It's a lot better than my 2009 videos.
Yeah. I think we need to do a little more before and after marketing at Expo. And I think a photo of you now versus then, that's gonna be pretty funny.
Well, it's funny, brother, just to jump in to give value to everybody. That's why I'm so passionate about the marketing stuff. Nothing comes less natural than the process I've gone through in the last 8 years to get into better physical health. My brain goes to, if I figured this out at starting at 38 after doing nothing, I had 0.0 muscle in my body at 38 and only consumed soda and sugar until my face fell off. For me to be able to win that game makes me feel that anybody here who's like, I don't like technology, I don't like this, like, is capable of winning this if they want what's right. Why did I do it? Because I'd like to live longer. Why am I asking you to do this? Because you'd like your business to be better.
So the other props I wanted to give was, you know, back then, you still hear it now a lot in your voices, the grit, the hustle. But what I really appreciate is your tone has changed over the years a little bit, where you've added in the emotional intelligence piece, going deep and happiness, and that would have been a lot of fluff back in 2009. And I think it's overlooked by a lot of people. So props to you for that, thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
And what I'm getting out of here is my wife and I, in our portfolio, we have a couple of Pure Bars. Shout out Pure Bar.
Real quick on that, can I recommend to the people in the back, I think you guys and gals should have a summer camp where the brands compete with each other, winner takes all. I know they're like, we're just one happy family. I'm like, yeah, but competition's the fucking best. All right, go ahead.
So my wife's an OG, like 10 plus years at Pure Bar. The new corporate team that we've had the last couple years, amazing, thank y'all. Most of our ownership base is badass women. And I'm really proud of my wife, but she's go, 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 and most of the ownership base is go, 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 and put everyone else first.
Yep.
Customers, their team, yep. Their kids, all this other shit in their
yep.
life that isn't them. So I would love for you to speak to not just manage your managers, but speak to lead yourself and how you do that.
That's cool.
And happiness and go, go, go.
So, love you. So, a couple things. Great, great stuff. A couple things. Similar to college, like for some of us, me included, go, go, go is the happiness. I try to tell a lot of my friends, they're like, Gary, you need to pick up golf. I'm like, fuck golf. I don't like golf. Like, I'm pumped. You love golf, and the fact that for 4 hours, that's your escapism. For me, my hobby is business. So, for the same way people like skiing and cooking and golf, like for some of us in this room, the go, go, go is the happiness. The reason, if you pick up the context of what I just talked about, the reason I've always done what I've done is because I love it. When you're nine and it snows and you don't wanna make a snowman and go sledding, but you wanna ring doorbells and shovel snow, like that's just in you. And so for me, first, for the people that are partners or have loved ones that go, don't eliminate the thought that maybe that's just their great love, that the work is their hobby. That exists, I'm one of those people. On the flip side, I've watched too many friends and contemporaries burn out. If you die, your business is closed anyway. Like, if you don't like it, this is a very simple thing. For me, everything works because I love it. But if you don't like it, and you're doing it for the money, you're in deep shit. It's not sustainable. You are vulnerable. It won't work. It may work for 6 years. It may work for 9 years, but it won't work. I also think, like, as we go through our journeys, you know, for me, to your point, from 2009, as if you remember, it was similar to what I think we might be walking into. We had the 2008 crash. Nobody knew the internet. Think about what I'm talking about here today. When I was talking about that in 2008 and saying, you can make money on YouTube, people laughed at me. So I was very passionate to be like, hey, I know you lost your job, but it's not the end of the world. You can go hard, you can get a lower paying job during the day, and if you wanna get out of it, you can do something you love from 7 p.m. to midnight. The emotional intelligent thing was, as things were working more for me by 2012, 14, 17, I was like, there's other things here that I'm doing well that I don't really even realize. It was subconscious. I was always nice. I was always simple. I was always humble. I just wasn't talking about it because I didn't realize I was. As I go through the next 50 years of my life, I'm gonna talk about the things I observe. You know this, I didn't talk about college. I started talking about it once 10,000 people sent me messages that they were miserable. One of the biggest reasons I'm scared of people who are entitled and the fact that parents don't teach accountability, why do I pick on eighth place trophies? I pick on eighth place trophies because I know unlimited 25-year-olds in the world are anxious because they're scared of losing because an entire generation of parents demonized losing when you should be making your kids lose 24/7, 365. Everyone's like, social media's got these kids fucked up. No. I love when boomers and older millennials are like, fuck these Gen Z kids. I'm like, you fucking raised them, asshole. Maybe if you didn't want your kid sucked at soccer, but you wanted them to get a trophy, but they fucking sucked at soccer. Don't you think that's fucked up? So you didn't want them to cry little tears when they were little, now they're crying big tears when they're big. Kids are scared out here because they think losing's bad. Losing's the best. Losing's the fucking best. You want me to leave with something? Losing's the fucking best. You know why? A lot of you are gonna try some of the stuff I talked about, and for most of you, it's not gonna work, because you're not good enough at it. You're not good? What do you think, you're gonna make a fucking TikTok tomorrow, and you're gonna be fucking Charlie fucking D'Amelio? I've been doing this shit for my whole life. I've been making social media content for 15 years every day, 15 times 15, 365 times 15 years. You've gotta get on the fucking treadmill. Most of your marketing is like, you're 637 pounds. You've got a lot of work to do. It's gonna take time to get down to your natural body weight. But if you don't get on the treadmill, it will never happen. So guess what? The next year is gonna be a lot of losing. You know what else hurts? You're really, you know, you decide Gary got you, and now you're nice as shit after being somewhat neutral to maybe not great. And now you're nice as shit to your employee, and after 9 months they quit and go to a competitor. The first thing you're gonna think is, fuck Gary. That's losing, but it's a micro loss. We have to understand what a micro loss is versus a macro loss. You figure that shit out, you'll be real happy. I was really happy to be with you, thank you.
Thanks so much for listening or watching to that episode of the Gary V Audio Experience. We really hope you enjoy it, and we hope to see you next time.